From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Some of Iraq's political and religious groups are pushing their own solution to the country's violence. These groups have long maintained private militias, which they have kept outside the control of Iraq's new government and outside the supervision of the United States. After this week's bombings of Shiite Muslim shrines in Baghdad and Karbala, those gunmen are now operating more openly than ever in Iraq's cities. We have two reports today from Baghdad on the aftermath of the bombings. First, NPR's Steve Inskeep.
This was the third and final day of mourning for the dead in Tuesday's attacks. It is also the third day of symbolic mourning after the anniversary of the death of Hussein, a revered figure for Shiite Muslims. The faithful paraded today toward the Khatamiya Shrine, hundreds of men stepping forward in black, a procession with a double meaning. Almost anybody walking toward the Khatamiya Shrine today was stopped by riflemen in black, representatives of Shiite religious groups armed with worn-out rifles. The gunmen improvised roadblocks, dragging barbed wire, steel bars, and even bathtubs into the street. They frisked pedestrians for weapons. The security men include Ales Salah, who walks the street with a sunburned face and lines around his eyes from squinting.
Were there this many checkpoints on Tuesday?
Yes, he says, but they were manned by Iraqi police. Since the explosions, they've been manned instead by Shiite militias. Allah escorts a foreigner through one more checkpoint guarded by a man with a Kalashnikov rifle and then points out the scene of an explosion. A bomb exploded here in a narrow street between two high walls in a crowded spot where there would have been no shelter from shrapnel. Some of the dead came from a college group. Their pink and yellow college IDs are now taped on the wall where passersby can read them.
Allah Hamid, kindergarten department at Mustansiriya University. Hassan Flayeh Hamdan, Arabic language department.
Mourners have also placed dozens of candles on the ground where their relatives died. They've thrown green tree branches and candy on the ground among the candles, symbols of celebration, since it is said that the dead have gone to meet God. But a bearded man named Abdel Amir isn't celebrating. Abdel Amir says, "This is one of the pictures of my cousin. Saddam executed his father, and he met martyrdom here. He was just married." Abdel Amir is wearing the loose black clothes that are customary for this holiday period. The black clothes match the color of the pistol that he's wearing in a shoulder holster. He says he's fed up with both the Iraqi police and the Americans.
Americans are lying to us. They tried everything. They tried the Iraqi police, they tried the patrols, but nobody is able to manage the security issue, only the people.
A few yards away, a shopkeeper is watching the crowd through black-rimmed glasses. His name is Abdul Rahman. He says next month is going to complete 1 year since the fall of Baghdad. We see more violence, no security. Asked if he trusts any of Iraq's new political leaders, any member of Iraq's governing council, the shopkeeper smiles and rolls his eyes. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Baghdad.